From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
You don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody instead of a bum, which is what I am. Let's face it.
The first order of business really is to get us back on track, to make this state proud once again. I want people to say, I'm from Connecticut. I'm proud to be from Connecticut. I don't want to hear jokes. I don't want to hear bad stories.
I discussed this matter with President Bashir and all of the other leaders here in Sudan. I said that the first thing that must be done is to break the back of the Janjaweed, the militias that have driven these people out of their homes and caused this conflict in Darfur.
There's a very significant problem that all of these NGOs have. Their problem is that they are being stopped by the government of Khartoum from getting involved in any action within rebel-held Darfur.
About this charge, invading Kuwait, how can you say this to an Iraqi?
Saddam Hussein is going to say all sorts of things. What's important is that justice is being served to Saddam Hussein and his band of oppressors by the Iraqi people in an Iraqi court.
Coalition for Visual Authority will cease to exist on June 28th, at which point the occupation will end and the Iraqi interim government will assume and exercise full sovereign authority on behalf of the Iraqi people.
It is not just a question of regaining sovereignty after 14 months. It is the fact that a new Iraq has assumed a new sovereignty.
In situations like what we are dealing with, there will have to be the ability for the government, for example, to declare curfews and to put in place a legal process by which people who are involved in acts of terrorism or suspected of such things to ensure public safety to be dealt with in a more expeditious manner.